Then there is another very, very important point that emerges from the Ramban. We were learning yesterday on Kiyadativ. Maybe just to reread a line or so. V'hanochen be'enai ki hi yediyah bo mamash. Meaning not lashon chiba, not even yediyah that I know ki yedativ, that I know something about it. Mashe yetzav es bonav, right? The alternate possibilities that the Ramban mentioned. No, but it means yediyah bo mamash ki yedativ. Yirmos ki yediyas Hashem shi hashkochoso b'olam hashofel. Hi lishmo haklolim. The gam b'nei ho'odam u'nochem bo l'mikrim ad bo eis pekudosam. Avo b'chassid av yosem eilav libo l'adas oso b'frat. Liyo shmirosu dveiko bo tomid. So the Ramban is talking about hashkocha, but he's saying that's yediyah. He's talking about yediyah, but he's saying that's hashkocha, right? He's going back and forth between the two. The way we, I think, generally think of and define for ourselves those two terms, they're very distinct, right? Yediyah is a person, let's say, to speak in human terms, that a person knows what's going on, and hashkocha in human terms is whether the person intervenes, whether he gets involved. A person can know and stand on the sidelines. Or a person can know and based on his knowledge, he can intervene. And the Ramban is saying, no, yedativ means hashgacha. Right? Now before we try to, albeit very, very superficially, try to understand that, it's, again, here too, The Ramban and the Rambam are telling us the same thing, and this actually accounts for what otherwise is a very big question in the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. So Hayisora Asiri, let's say the way we summarize in the Ani Maamins, Shabbos Baruch Shemo Yodea Masa V'Ne Odom U'Machshav Olsam. We speak of yediyah, and then yud aleph is sochav onesh. So seemingly, hashkocha is missing from the yud gimel ikarim. Like it is a question. It surfaces in a couple of places. You know exactly. You know what the Rambam put into the Yud Gimel Ikarim, what he didn't, but we would have thought that Hashkocha would make the cutoff in terms of that there being an Ikar HaEmuna, and yet the Rambam just the Yisod is Yediyah. HaYisod HaAsir Hushu Yisod HaYodea Maaseh B'nei Adam. But Elamai. Again, we'll see in a minute that really one can and recognize this same idea in the Rambam himself already. But in our Ramban, it's quite clear that again, yediyah is hashkocha. Hashkocha is yediyah. And maybe the mushal to try to, again, very superficially have some sense for what this means is imagine the following. I don't know, maybe what they do now with brain waves, maybe you don't have to imagine, maybe it's true already, I don't remember the whole thing, but certainly once upon a time, you can see the light switch. But then if you want the light switch to change positions, you have to go do something. You have to go press the switch. But imagine someone has a koach that through seeing, that affects change. So then that would close the gap which exists between seeing and doing. I don't know, not now you can do it with the brainwaves up this way. I don't know. So, but in the world it used to be. There's a gap, right? So imagine someone, he has a koach that by seeing the light switch and willing, so then the light switch changes positions. So then when we talk about that individual, we wouldn't differentiate the seeing and the doing anymore, right? That would reflect our experience, but it wouldn't hold true for him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows something, Gufa means that he's Mashiach. That gap between Yediyah and Hashgacha is when we're sort of imposing upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu our experience. That with a human being, it's one thing to know. A person can know that, I can know there's an Oni, but that doesn't mean that I've done anything about it. It doesn't mean that I've given Stokka, and then I can intervene and give Stokka. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Yediyah, Gufa, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows something itself elevates above nature and means that it's not prone to random accidents v'chulu. That his idea Gufa by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means being elevated and being mushkach. And it's clear that that's what the Ramban is saying, right? And that's why the Ramban is, again, he's, seamlessly, again, we think of it as going back and forth, but it's not going back and forth. It's hainuhach. He's not really going back and forth. That's only, in terms of our initial erroneous understanding. Yirmos ki yedias Hashem shehi hashkochoso. Because being known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu means not just being... Being known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the laws of nature, and that's what generates everything in the in domain tzomeach and chai. When a person's an individual and he's known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that means that he's elevated above. So the yediya is gufa the hashkocha. Being known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gufa, is something that provides the Hashkocha. That Gufa is the Hashkocha. Again, imagine a human being. He has the Koach that looking at something is Poel on that object. That looking on something has an effect. It does something to that object. So when you would be talking about that individual, you wouldn't differentiate, again, the stage of looking and the stage of acting. Now, it's clear that the Rambam uses Yediyah in the same way, and that's why Hashkocha is in the Yerkim Likar, but it's not something distinct from Yediyah. It's Hainu Hach. It's not that it's missing. And again, how do you know that the Rambam means the same thing as the Ramban? Because this is, we don't know who, as far as I know, we don't know who authored, who paraphrased the Rambam Yud Gimel Likarim in the Ani Mamins. But anytime you paraphrase the Rambam, you're going to lose something, right? It's impossible to paraphrase the Rambam and capture everything. So the way we say it in the Ani Mamins, again, Shabbo Yisrael Shema Yodea Kom Maseh Veradu Machshavosam, so you don't really have a clue to this, the fact that Yediyah and Hashkocha Hainu Hach. But here you do. In the Rambam's words himself, you do. HaYisora Yisiru Shehu Yisali Yodea Masa B'nei Adam V'lo Hiznicham. again, his lahazneach means to neglect, right? Velo hiznicha, meaning that's what yediyah means. That's exactly what this Ramban is saying. And what's more, what's the Rambam's proof text for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodea? What's the proof text? If you continue reading here, Hayisoda Asiru Shehu Yisal Yodea Masa Me'odem Velo Hiznicham Velo Kedas HaOmer, not like that heretical view that Ozav Hashem Es Ha'oretz. Again, Ozav Hashem Es Ha'oretz, again, according to our initial incorrect differentiation of the two, Ozav Hashem Es Ha'oretz just takes the position that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't intervene, that he abandoned. A person, let's say, again, speaking in human terms, a person can know full well and still abandon. A parent can know full well that the child needs help, and he can, Rachman Litzan, abandon the child. It doesn't mean that that there's a lack of yediyah. It means there's a lack of intervention, a lack of involvement. And when the Rambam is the pasuk that the Rambam quotes, that the Yisod HaAsiri rejects, right? That the Yisod HaYasiri, the pasuk which is the antithesis of the Yisod HaAsiri, the Yisod HaAsiri is Shehu Yisala Yodea Masav Ene Adam, and the antithesis of Yodea is Azav Hashem HaSaret. So you see, Klar, exactly the same construct, the same understanding as in the Ramban, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gufa is to have Hashgacha. But the person needs to act and live in a way that he's a Yachid and therefore be known as a Yachid, as opposed to just being an instance, an individual instance of a Klal, as we tried to explain yesterday. I don't know, maybe in the... One second, sorry. I don't know what it means in the Imam, but the Rambam, in the Rambam, it's not in the Yisod HaRishon. So if the, you know, the Mechaber and Imamim put it there, then that's a little bit of a stickle of a liberty of, if the Animamin means what the Rambam says, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for the, ultimately, as the first cause, and because of Ritzon Hashem, of natural law, so he's responsible for all the planetary motion, and because of the natural physical laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed and wills, so that's why the leaves are falling off the tree, v'chulu v'chulu, that's, if the Animamin is expressing what the Rambam says in the Yisod HaRishon, that's what it means. It doesn't mean Hashgacha. Hashgacha for the Rambam is explicitly in the Yisod HaAsiri. That's what he says. That the Yisod HaAsiri of Yediyah is the antithesis of Ozav Hashem Es Ha'aretz. That Yediyah means V'lo Hiznicham. You have in Tillim, you have in Tillim one of the early kapitels, right? Here it's not yediyah, but I take a look in the Malbim. I think it means the same thing, but double check this, please. In Capital Ches, so David HaMelech says, Ki eres shamecha masei etzbaosecha, yoveach v'chochom mashe kononta. Right, I see the vast bria. Mo enosh kisis kevenu ven odom kisif kedenu. So I think again, what it means is that knowing, remembering, kisis kevenu again in the sense of that Adam potentially stands out as a yochid, that you know him individually as a yochid within this vast bria. Okay, we'll stop here.